Christie leaned against a large, frost-scarred boulder, her eyes closed. Sensing that Ryan was looking at her, she opened her green eyes.
How do you read it, lover?
Not good if they've got the blacktop covered. We can't get any transport to move any distance. Desert will chill us, like the biker said. What we have to do is find some way of bringing Moat and his buddies into a serious firefight. Distract them and hold them long enough for us to get through Snakefish and out past the snakes. No way we can avoid them. Just step careful and light, but...
I don't see any better way. They won't come at us till first light. We gotta be ready. Either in the old park ruins or in the gas processing plant. Gaia, the smell from that place fills my nostrils.
Unexpectedly, Ryan kissed her on the cheek.
Lover, you've just given me an idea. Yeah, it might just...
What?
No, let me think on it. Try and get some sleep. Nobody's going anywhere until we get close to dawn.
Ryan, Christie, JB, and Jack kept watch in turn through the night. As soon as there was the faintest pink lightning to the east, Ryan woke everyone in the group. Rick rubbed the sleep from his eyes.
Always feel better first thing. Soon as the day starts, it's all downhill. Is that the sun I see?
False dawn.
How can you tell?
The armorer gave him a thin, humorless smile.
Secrets of our trade, Freezy. But since you're one of us, I'll show you. Watch.
He stooped and picked up a white, smooth pebble, tossing it from hand to hand. He looked at the walls of rock that rose 20 or 30 feet above them. Ryan grinned at Christie. He'd seen JB pull this trick before, in a different place and at a very different time.
Watch the stone.
He lobbed it as high as he could in the air. Everyone watched it rise, then disappear into the darkness, before suddenly reappearing. JB put out a hand and caught it cleanly.
Now, you all lost sight of it, didn't you?
Everyone nodded dutifully.
I'll do it again, in 5 minutes or so. Then you'll all see the point of it.
The storm had drifted away to the south, toward the old looping Rio Grande and the barbaric wilderness that had once been the country of Mexico. Ryan went around a bend in the draw and took a leak, the urine steaming in the cool of the morning. Jack appeared at his side, on a similar mission.
Ryan?
Yeah?
Me and JB could circle and start a diversion, keep him off rest.
No, Jack. Thanks for the offer. We got Rick and we got Carla, and we got Lori and Doc. None of them are that strong in a firefight. We go down and we go through, but we do it together.
Sure. Just thought...
Thanks, Jack. I mean it.
He patted the slim boy on the shoulder. When they rejoined the others, JB was holding the pebble again.
Come on, guys. Might learn something. I know you've seen it, Ryan, but the kid hasn't.
Don't call...
You're a fucking broken record, Jack. Just watch the stone now.
It spiraled way up, vanishing like before. Then, at its highest point, it reappeared, startlingly white, catching the first rays of the dawn from beyond the visible horizon.
That's great, JB.
Nice.
A fine example of the multifarious uses of physics, my dear Mr. Dix. If I was only back in my lecture room at... But I am not, and I never will be. So, let that pass.
The stone dropped into the dirt. Ryan rubbed at the stubble on his chin.
Tells us what we need to know. They'll likely be out here at full light. Best find some place to be ready for them.
A two-wheel wag was parked in the entrance to the Sierra Sunrise Park, its chrome glittering, the flake finish bright. It was Zombie's beloved Harley-Davidson electric glide. Propped on its stand, the sissy bars raked back. Carla walked over to it and tapped her thumb on the gas tank.
It's full. Nobody objects if I take it, do they?
Nobody's got a better right to it, Carla.
She swung her leg over it, straddling the soft leather of the narrow seat, hands on the grips.
The bill's done, and I don't want to stay. I'm not running from the fight. It's just that it's not my fight anymore. I'll move on. Full tank will take me a long ways off.
Where will you go?
North. I have a sister in a ville called Chapmanston. I'll head there.
Good luck.
Maybe see you someday, Carla.
JB took a half step toward the powerful motorcycle, then stopped. Carla held out her hand to him.
If you're ever around Chapmanston on the Missouri, come up and see me, John. I'd like that.
The armorer took her hand and kissed her chastely on the cheek. Then he broke away and took off his spectacles, wiping them with an unusual vigor.
Go careful, Carla.
And you, John. Bye, friends.
She was gone, the rear wheels spinning in the loose dirt, fishtailing across the highway before gathering speed. They all watched the red glow of her rear light until it finally faded away into the distance.
Time to get ready to meet Norman Moat and the others.
Let's do this fucking thing.
You got it, JB.
They found that the main gas plant was completely unguarded. Christie guessed that the Moats had called in every single available man for the attack on the rooming house, even bringing in his sec patrols. It seemed a likely theory. By the industrial standards of the late 20th century, the complex wasn't very large, but by the standards of the Deathlands, it was enormous. There were three large storage tanks, each holding what must have been thousands of gallons of processed gasoline. The actual processing was done inside a long warehouse-like building. To the north were at least a dozen rocking donkey pumps, nodding away in the growing light.
Good place to meet them.
Sure is, JB. They aren't going to want to pour too much lead into a place like this. One spark and 5 miles around could go up.
And we with it?
Well, there are worse ways of going, Doc. It'd be quick.
Coming. Lot of wags.
Ryan looked at his small group of friends.
Get ready. Good luck.
The gas plant proved to be an inspired defensive position against the overwhelming numbers of the opposing force. It had several low walls, but only one possible entrance. So the Moats and their army had to come through the front door. Riddler, bulging over both sides of his saddle, roared ahead of the others, doing a spectacular wheelie, bellowing to the hidden Ryan Cotter.
Where's Zombie? You seen him?
Seen him and chilled him.
The fat biker throttled back his bike and stopped very close to the main gates, lowering his voice.
You got no chance, Ryan. Let me talk to the Moats and try to work something out.
Thanks, Riddler, but no thanks. Gotta be this way.
The rear wheels spit out a spray of dirt as the hero rejoined the others. Ryan and his companions waited. It was full light. Moat, taking charge of the operation himself, remained safely hidden behind his own sec-wag. Ryan had glimpsed Marianne Moat teetering on her high heels, holding the arm of her brutish son. John Dern appeared to be in control of the main body of the attackers. Twice Ryan had a chance at a long shot at him with the G-12, but he elected to hold his fire, not wanting to reveal the effective range of his weapon. Only 5 last heroes remained alive. As Ryan peered around the edge of the main gate, it seemed as though they were now without any sort of leadership. Ryan knelt behind the wall, looking behind him at the machinery and storage tanks of the gas plant, and back down the hill to where the vehicles were grouped tightly together. Nobody wanted to make the first move. If Moat chose to play the softly-softly game, he could probably drive them out of hiding with starvation or thirst. In another hour or so, the desert would begin to heat up.
Down the hill.
What?
Down the hill. Fire blast. Why didn't I see that as the way?
Are you skull-flipped, lover?
No.
Then...
Christie turned suddenly to look at the looming gas tanks behind them.
You're not...
Yeah, lover, I am. Jack!
The albino boy, hair gleaming in the new day's light, scampered off like an eager hound.